Blog Talk Radio.
The comedy show where everything goes, we'll have a blast with many laughs with your hosts, Josie, Kayla, and Alex.
Hey everyone, welcome to the comedy show. I'm Josie, so excited about the guests we have today. Although I want to announce really fast that Kayla and Alex couldn't make it here today, so I'm flying solo on this one. Okay, so let's see if our guest has arrived. Okay, so it looks like he has arrived. Today we have with us an accomplished singer, songwriter, actor, and author who you all know from the Singing Bee on CMT. Please help me welcome Storm Lee.
Josefina, are you there?
Hi, how are you?
I am so good and so happy to be talking to you.
I'm so excited to be talking to you.
Well, that's good. We're both excited.
Oh, yes. And the chat room is, too.
Oh, it is? I have to get on this. Wait, so can I actually be on? Oh, my, look, everyone here. Panda,
yes.
Amanda, Melissa, my hero. I'm looking down.
Tons of people.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Yes, it is. Woo.
So this
All
is
right.
something that you do every week or every month or what? Tell me about it.
Yes, every Friday, it's me, and then I do it with two other people, Alex and Kayla, but they're not here today.
Okay.
They were busy. So, but we do it every 5:30, and we just do it as, like, a fun little thing.
Oh, that's fantastic.
It's really fun. We love doing it.
Yeah. And where are you based? Where are you?
Well, we just do it, like, we just call it from our house.
Okay, and what state are you in?
I am from Illinois.
Nice.
Yes. Illinois is kind of a boring state, though. Nothing fun happens.
It is?
It is. Nothing fun happens.
Well, I went to Chicago once, and that was exciting. So, I don't know. But look at me. I'm interviewing you already.
So. You can switch off if you like.
No, that's okay. You're doing a great job.
Oh, thank you. Everyone's so excited to be able to talk with you. So before I'm going to start off the interview,
mm-hmm.
I got a few questions for you, some fun ones and some...
Oh, good. I can't wait.
All right. So the first one. First off, tell us about your new album and where we could purchase it.
Well, I have a record called Soul Filla Pop Killer, and it's on iTunes and CD Baby. I actually made it between... the first season and the second season of The Singing Bee. So it's a very different kind of vibe that, you know, that I was doing before. So it's kind of an electro-pop soul record. So anyone that loves Lady Gaga or, you know, The Killers or any of those bands will, you know, check me out. And it's on iTunes, Soul Filla Pop Killer.
That is an awesome name.
Thank you. It came to me in a dream, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a lot of the stuff that I do, like, comes to me in my dreams. So I knew I wanted to make a record that was full of soul and that it was a pop record. And I thought, oh, Soul Filla Pop Killer. So it all kind of came together. I put it as to one word, so yeah.
Oh, that is awesome. Now, what's your favorite track from your album?
On my record? Well,
yeah.
It's weird. You know, it's usually the case that your favorite track is the one that no one else really gets, and the ones that everyone else gets, not really your favorite. But mm-hmm. I like some of the ballads. I love a song. The opening track is called Beautiful Blue, which is really about how life can change in a split second, and you have to go with your heart and follow your dreams. So that first track, Beautiful Blue, is my favorite, and it's a low down-tempo and an up-tempo. I love I Came Here to Dance. That's my favorite one.
Oh, my favorite song is I Came Here to Dance. That one's a fun song. Every time I hear
I know,
it, I get up and dance.
Good. Well, maybe we'll somehow get you out to L.A. when we're taping another show of The Singing Bee, and you'll be dancing on the show at some point.
Hey, I'd like that. Now, speaking of The Singing Bee, what is your favorite thing about working on The Singing Bee?
Well, it sounds really corny, but I love singing. All the songs that I tend to get are usually from artists that I relate to or that I've admired and maybe haven't spent too much time listening to. So it gets me really acquainted with some of the best singers and songwriters out there. So, and it also introduces me to a whole new group of artists that I maybe would never have listened to before. So I love showing up and getting my sheet of songs that have been picked for me and just kind of going over it and just getting really excited. I don't really have many clangers. It's not like I have to sing, you know, Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny or something. I get really good artists like Elton John and David Bowie, Billy Joel, and just really great. So the best part for me is singing and getting a chance to sing for people that really seem to respond to what I do. So I just love being able to do that.
Yeah, and we all have fun singing. Watching it.
Oh, really?
Oh,
I know. People are crazy over the show.
What?
People are going nuts over the show.
Oh, yes. It's a big thing. A lot of people. I hear like 13 million.
Oh, is that what it is?
I believe so. I think maybe
The
first episode, I think there was 13 million, and it just keeps going up, I guess. It's awesome.
Wow, that's exciting. I love that.
I know.
We want to be number one for as long as we can. It's just... Who's your favorite? Let me ask you now.
Mm-hmm.
Who's your favorite, or what's your favorite part about the Singing Bee? What's your favorite part?
My favorite part is kind of the contestants and like how good you guys do it. Like the songs, I love that it's just like a party, like a karaoke fun thing.
Yeah. Do you sing karaoke in Illinois?
I love to do that, like in my house, and then I invite people over, which is so much fun.
Oh, that's fun that you have a little Singing Bee party.
Yeah, I do. It's so much fun.
Yeah, that's fun.
We do it with the TV, too, which is pretty fun.
Oh, that's fun. I can't. That's fun. I want to come. I have to come to Illinois and come to a Singing Bee party.
Yeah, you have to now.
Maybe I'll know the answers, which is probably going to spoil the mood, but it's okay.
Yeah, and Scotty Cuomo's just wrote in the chat room that ratings are great, better than last season.
Who?
Scotty.
That what is better than last season?
That ratings.
Oh, wow,
better.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it is.
That's great. So more people are watching. That's good.
Oh, yes. So do you have any fun backstage moments that you could share with us?
Josefina, I have so many backstage moments that we would need a whole other show. and I don't want to... ask me. Go ahead. Ask me anything. I'll tell you the truth. No holds barred. What do you want to know about?
Videos.
Who do you want to know about on the show? Tell me.
I'm personally a huge fan of Melissa Peterman.
Yes.
Yes. And so what did you do backstage? Like, what do you guys
Melissa,
do? Like, did she tell jokes?
Backstage? You mean before she comes out to the audience, or do you mean while we're setting up?
Yeah. Like before you guys have the filming.
Well, you know, she's doing her yoga and her deep breathing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kidding. Melissa is amazing. You know, she has so much work. It's so much work. Like, I can't even, you know, independently, we all have our own, we're kind of like, the army, like we all have our little unit that we all have to take care of, and then when we're taping the show, it all comes together, and that's when we see the amount of work that everyone has put into it individually. And Melissa is always learning lines and introductions and, you know, all these things over and over and over again, because the nature of the show is it keeps changing and changing and changing. So she's just always extremely prepared and funny, and is really, really hearted, and is just really is the glue. Melissa is the glue that holds the show together. She really is.
You
I mean,
all
she's
do just
awesome.
Perfect. You all do great.
Oh, thank you so much.
Oh, no problem. Oh, Scotty wanted to say, ask Storm about the singers decide who is going to sing what.
Wait, Scotty's asking you to ask me what? I
yes,
love that.
How about you call in and ask?
What is the question, Scotty?
Ask Storm how the singers decide who's going to sing what.
Usually it is based on artistic, you know, who knows the artist really well. We'll do like a scan. We rehearse a tremendous amount of songs before. Most of them are not even aired, to be honest. It's just to prepare you because it's a game show. So, you know, how we decide is usually we go through the list and we see who is familiar with certain artists, and then maybe another one of the singers will ask or will recommend, like, oh, you should take this one or you should take that one. But, you know, the singers on the show, I don't know if all of them have Facebook pages. I don't think they do. But it's a shame because they are just my favorite singers in the world. They're just so incredible to work with. And most of them really, really, really hard. And we didn't really, no one really gets to see that. Of course, once we're performing, everyone can appreciate it. There's so much work that doesn't even get used. So.
What type of songs would you sing normally?
I'm lucky. I actually sing all the stuff that you see me on the show singing. That's the stuff that I sing. So.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's not a tremendous amount of. I don't need to wrap my head around, you know, Keith Urban or any. You know, that's Jared who gets all the contemporary country and more, you know, stuff like that. And Bobby will get the more classic country and. And then I get all the pop, rock, icons. I get the icons is what I get.
That's awesome. Oh, Scotty wanted me to also ask, why don't the cast members reach out to the fans more?
Well, I can't speak for the cast members. I can speak for myself. And I think it was me that forced you to put me on your show. So I think I'm doing a pretty good job of trying to reach out to the fans.
Mm-hmm.
The hardest thing, I think, is to be really honest, I have so many people emailing me on a daily basis now, and Facebook just pop, every window just pop, 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 pop. But I, you know, I'm just so thrilled that everyone's responding, and, you know, I try my best to reach out to as many of the fans that, that, you know, are interested in what we do. But I know that maybe a lot of the other singers are really busy or they don't even have Facebook pages. I know Kim Parent and Kimmy don't have Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
I think Jared does, Bobby and Paula do.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I can't speak for them. I only,
yeah,
I think they're amazing. I would be their fan on Facebook.
I think I'm actually on Facebook. You could just fan all of them.
Oh, really? Oh, okay, good.
I fan them all.
Good, that's good.
Yeah. Brianna loves Reba in the chat room. Asks which song is more fun? Which song did you sing that was the most fun?
Brianna loves Reba. Which song is the most fun?
Yeah, which one is the most fun?
You know, I have a guilty pleasure, and that is 80s hair metal. So anything that has, like, I remember I got to sing, I think it was Whitesnake. You know, here I go again on my own.
Oh,
you know that song?
Yeah.
I got to sing that like 5 times, and every time I would sing it, I wanted to sing it more and more and more. So songs that are hair metal, I love singing that. Any of the ballads, but no, the answer, Brianna loves Reba, is I love hair metal. It's not the music I listen to either. It's just it's great fun to sing.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, you sounded amazing, even on the phone.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
Very good. You're welcome. I also want to add, this is a complete coincidence, I promise, but today is a new episode of The Singing Bee. On
I know.
At 9, 8 Central. Be there.
Be there. Bzz.
Be there. Bzz.
You're
I'm
awesome. You're
okay.
Doing all this, by the way, Josefina. You're awesome that you're doing this, and your friends or your co-creators, they're Alex and who?
Kayla.
And Kayla, because it's like you're taking control of your own little world, and I just think it's brilliant, and I think you're great, and that's why I wanted to reach out to you.
Oh, thank you so much. I mean, we might not be, you know, very professional yet. I'm 14, so I'm like just starting out. But
hey, you're fantastic. You're asking great questions, and I love. Now, if I go on this room here, can I read these questions with you?
Yeah, of course.
Why don't all the cast? Oh, Scotty, who knows? Hey. Does anyone have any questions? I can't see any here.
Oh.
What's Storm's favorite singer?
By Melissa,
who's
my
Storm's
hero.
Favorite? Melissa, my hero. Does she mean on the show or generally?
Probably generally.
Generally, my favorite singers, I can't give you one because there's too many, but my favorite singers are David Bowie, and I love George Michael, and I love Grace Jones. I don't know if anyone even knows these people. And I love Jimmy Scott. I love singers that have soul and heart and sound different. I don't like generic voices. I like people that really are unique and, you know, weird and cool. And my favorite singer on the show is I love Bobby. Oh, my God, did I just say that? And everyone's going to hate me now. I love Bobby. I could listen to him sing all day. And I love Jared. You know what? It's cheesy. I pretty much could say a great thing about every one of those singers.
Awesome.
On the show. Yeah.
Oh, Scotty, I don't know if you're in the chat room, right?
Yes.
You probably could see that. People might not know this, but Storm sang some backups on last December's CD. I recently bought that, and I think I heard a little bit of your singing. I think I can identify it.
That's weird. You know, that whole thing, that is weird because I didn't even know Scotty when I did that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was weird. It was someone else, I think, in the band had asked me to do it, and I said, sure, and then I did that, and I do a lot of work like that, so I kind of forgot about it, and then when we connected on the singing bee, he told me that. I thought it was really cool that, you know, that's why it's such a small, small world.
That is small world.
What other questions do we have, Josephina? I'm looking.
By Panda Amanda, what songs did you write that Carrie Underwood and Travis Tritt recorded?
Well, I've never written any that they recorded. I've done background vocals for Carrie and Travis. I didn't write any. But I sang backgrounds on actually Carrie's winning song on American Idol. It was called Inside Your Heaven.
Mm-hmm.
I sang the demo recording for that, and I ended up singing the backgrounds for her record. And then also Travis, I sang backgrounds on about 10 of his songs. Weirdly enough, the album was called The Storm.
Oh, that's so cool.
And that was produced by Randy Jackson. That was about 3 years ago. And they were both sweet, stunning, beautiful people. I loved working with both of them. So I didn't write anything for them, but I sang backgrounds on the records.
Background vocals.
Yeah.
Oh, it looks like we have two callers. We can
Ooh.
Get some questions, but let's take some callers.
Let's take some calls.
Yes. All right, let's see the first one. Hello, caller? Are you there?
Hello.
Am I
on?
Yes, you're on.
Hi, Sturm. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. How's it going?
Good. Just out of curiosity, I was wondering, with the show that you're on now, how much preparation do you do on a daily basis to be that comfortable on the show?
How much? You know, that's a really good question. Actually, I am one of those people who started singing when I was about five, and I don't remember ever stopping. I sing, I'm one of those annoying people that sings in the car, in the shower, in the restaurant, in the movie. Like, I sing all day, all day, all day. And I think that probably has a lot to do with just being quite comfortable up there. But with regards to the show, you know, we do a lot of rehearsal. We do, sometimes we're doing 15 hours a day of rehearsal for those shows. Just a tremendous amount of work.
Well, good job.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for calling in.
Sure.
Yeah,
what's your name?
Oh, I think we lost her.
Oh, what was her name?
It doesn't say. We'll get her to call back. We'll see.
Was that your mom?
No, I swear that was totally not my mom.
Okay.
Everyone's asking for the number right now, so.
Ooh. Oh, okay, good. We'll get more callers
in. All right.
Melissa, my hero.
Hello,
not going to lie.
Are you there?
Oh.
Is there a caller?
Hello?
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 Hi, you're on the line with Storm.
Hi.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, who is this?
It's caller. Brianna.
Oh, hey, Brianna.
Hi, Brianna.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great, and I have a question.
Yeah.
I think I have one. All right, I'm just going to ask a really random one. What's your favorite
Go ahead.
Food? What's your favorite food?
My favorite food is Italian food.
Oh, that's yummy.
Italian, all day, every day. I could eat it all day. I'm a closet Italian freak.
Me too.
Oh, really? What's your favorite food?
I don't know. I like pasta. I like a lot of stuff. I'm like almost full Italian.
Oh, wow. And where are you calling from?
Wait, what?
Where are you calling from?
Calling from my house in America.
I know, but where about in America are you?
Oh, New Jersey.
New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Mhm.
And do you have any other questions? Like, what's your favorite part of the singing bee? Then, what do you love about it?
Well, for me, I love the singing bee. It's a great entertainment show. I know like all the songs, but I love the way Melissa Peterman engages with all the contestants. She's like so adorable and awesome.
Yeah. I know. I love it too. You have to find a way somehow. Of all of you listening, you have to find a way of when we're doing our next season, we have to arrange for you all to somehow get out to LA and you have to come to a taping or something. That would be so much fun to have a fan, all the fans in the audience going crazy.
Yeah, I would be like the loudest screamer.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Ah, okay, good. Now, what's your favorite music? Sorry, Josefina, you cut me off whenever you're, I don't know what we're, I'm just chatting here.
Oh, no, keep going.
What's your favorite music?
Me? I love country music. I love Dolly Parton, Reba McEntire, pretty much all country.
Did you see Reba on our show?
Yes, of course. I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Can I tell you something really funny that happened? You know, Josefina, you're going to get some gossip now. You ready?
Yes, ready.
So we were all in the dressing rooms. You know, Jared, myself and Bobby share a dressing room, and we'd heard that Reba was coming, and I think they'd been doing a rehearsal or something, but we were in our own little room. There was a knock on the door, and I opened it, and it was Reba, and then behind her was Melissa. Now, Melissa's really tall, so she kind of towered over Reba, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was a little bit startled because I'm like, oh, my gosh, Reba's knocking on the door. And I put my hand up and I said, oh, my God, it's Dolly Parton.
Oh, my gosh.
And Reba's face just went like, what? And then Melissa started laughing so loud. And then Reba laughed. And I said, I'm kidding. Of course I know you're Reba McEntire. Of course. And we laughed. But
That is hilarious.
Isn't that funny?
Oh, that is hilarious.
And of course, Jared and Bobby were looking at me like, oh, no, you did not just do
that. Oh, no, you didn't.
No, you didn't. I know. Anyway, that's fun. She's
like
amazing.
Another caller.
Oh,
thank
great.
So
calls, calls,
Brianna,
calls.
For calling in.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye, Brianna.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, let's put on the other caller. All right, caller.
Hi.
Hi, who is
it? Hello.
It's Linda.
Oh, Linda.
Hey, Linda.
Take it away, Storm.
Hi. I was just wondering, do you do, like, any weird rituals before you do a show?
Do I do a weird what? Ritual?
I don't know. Like, yeah, like warm-ups and stuff.
You know, I do. I do, but it's, you know, because I've been singing for a little bit, or since I was really young, I've gathered a lot of really weird things that I do, so now it takes me a while, but usually before I sing, I usually will look up and try and connect with the reason that I feel I am singing, which is that, you know, I'm here to empower people and inspire people and just to let, you know, the spirit kind of move through me, so I try and get out of the way. A lot of people, I think that it's their own voice, but for me, I usually just try and be very calm and kind of shake off any bad moods or weird things and just, you know, focus on what I have to do. But it would take me forever to tell you all the weird little things that I do. I do a lot of warm-ups. I do a lot of animal noises, weird things. You do not want to know.
Can you do
I think you're awesome. You're my favorite singer on the singing
Can
day.
Can I do one for
you?
That. Well, you know what? Here's a really good little trick, right? Linda, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you a singer?
Well, I'm trying.
Well, here's the thing. You know, a lot of people don't know this, but if you impersonate certain animals, it naturally will help your voice improve. So I always do like a wolf. Like a wolf sound, because it's really high and then goes really low. So I'm going to do it. You ready?
Do it.
Yeah.
I go like,
oh. That is awesome.
Oh my gosh, that's
a hand.
Thank
awesome.
You. That's Storm and his wolf sound.
That's fabulous. I love
but
that.
But the more you do it, the more it kind of loosens you up, and it just makes you go, wow, you know what? You hit the high notes without really thinking. So it's just a way of loosening up.
Okay. Well, thank you for letting me ask you a question.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Thank you for calling, Linda.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
And keep watching.
I will.
Keep watching.
Okay.
Bye, Linda.
Bye.
Bye.
Scotty Cormos just wrote, duck calls. Let's hear it, Storm.
Duck calls? Oh, gosh, Scotty. I don't even know. See, that was Steve's whole thing. I'm not a hunter. I don't go out and shoot ducks, duck calls. I don't know.
Quack.
I don't know. Quack, quack, yeah.
There you go. Oh, we have another, before we take our caller, my friend Janina wanted a shout-out from you, so. Janina.
Janina. Shout-out.
Oh, yeah, that'll make your day.
There you go, Janina.
Awesome. Oh, and it looks like we have another caller. Let's put him on.
Fantastic.
Hello, are you there, caller?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, I have two questions.
Oh, go ahead.
What is your favorite drink?
My favorite drink? Lemonade.
Ooh.
I love it. And I love it mixed with iced tea, so it's like a, you know that, what's it called? Arnold Palmer? Do you have that where you're from?
No, I don't think so.
It's if you mix half
lemonade. It sounds good.
Put half lemonade and then add half iced tea.
Mmm.
Oh my! It is so good. It's
that
called
like
an Arnold kind of Palmer, but we could rename it. We could rename it Storm, the Storm Tea or something, and we'll make millions. But try it. It's my favorite.
That's your type of drink, Amanda.
Thanks.
It is.
What's your other question?
Well, since I'm standing in the snow, what is your favorite snow activity?
Favorite snow? You know, I love just being in the snow. So I'm a big skier, and I love doing all that, but I really love just hanging out in the snow. Walking,
come to Virginia,
sitting,
then.
Drinking. Is that what you're doing now?
Yeah, I'm standing in the snow.
Where are you standing? Like, what part of America?
Virginia, central Virginia.
And it's snowing there?
It's supposed to get up to 30 inches by tomorrow night.
Oh, my gosh.
You're not leaving anywhere.
No, you're
I'm
stuck
not.
There. I hope you might want to start walking home, because if you don't, you're going to be a snowman by tomorrow.
I'm home right now.
Oh, okay.
I'm just walking outside.
Okay, good.
Thank you for letting me ask a question.
Oh, that's good. What's your favorite snow activity?
Snowball fights, if I can find anyone to throw a snowball at.
Ah, good. I love that, too. I haven't done that in ages, though. I need to do that, yeah. Anyway.
Thank you so
much. Thanks for calling.
Thank
warm.
You. I will. Bye.
Bye. All right.
You're doing such a great job. Look at you, Josefina. You're like
I'm
getting all
not
the
to
calls
show my
in.
Nerves. It's hilarious.
Huh?
I'm trying to not show my nerves. It's hilarious.
What? You're not nervous.
You don't know the half of it. I've been running
I
around
think,
this
you know
house.
What? I think it's amazing that you not only are doing this generally, but you're doing it today. You're doing it alone.
Oh, I know. That's like... That was big for me.
Yeah.
But I'm glad everything's going well. I have so many people here.
And I have a feeling that we're going to put this chat live show on the map. Trust me. I have a feeling.
Yeah.
If I start telling all my friends, check this out, you're going to be interviewing some pretty big celebrities.
That is a dream. That would be awesome. That'd be awesome. Oh, hey, I have some fun, random, fun thingy-majigger questions for you. Random, but fun. Are you ready? Oh, Storm, are you there? Oop, did we lose him? Storm! Oh, hold on, guys.
Can you hear me, Josefina?
Yeah, we hear you now.
Okay, sorry, I don't know why I got disconnected, but I called right back.
No problem, no problem. But I wanted to tell you some random fun questions. You
okay,
ready?
Let's do it.
All right, I got some fun ones for you.
Yeah.
If you were stranded on an island, what three things or people would you bring and why? Ooh.
What three things or people?
Yes.
I would bring a bucket load of avocados because they're really good for you. I would bring gee, that's such a good question. I would want Melissa Peterman because she'd make me laugh like beyond.
She's funny.
And I could sing to her and she could make me laugh, and then we would eat avocados together and then sing and laugh more.
That sounds so
good. And the third thing would be my computer so that I could talk to you.
Awesome.
Good answer.
That would be awesome.
So, my computer, some avocados, and Melissa Peterman. What a weird island.
Wonderful combination there.
Thank you.
Oh, that would be so funny, though. What's your favorite sport?
Favorite sport is tennis.
Ooh, tennis. I love tennis.
Yeah.
I love tennis. Do you have any funny jokes you could share with us? Do you have anything?
The only joke I know is, what's brown and sticky?
What is it?
A stick. It's so ridiculous. That's
not that
favorite
bad.
Joke, by the way. Huh?
That's not that bad. I mean, I wouldn't.
Well, you know, people.
I can't.
It gets people thinking, because they start really thinking, and you go, stick. Jared loves that joke. He was
you know
mad
what?
At me for a while.
You're talking to the person that would laugh at pudding, so I think it's okay. I think it's okay. we have another caller.
Oh, okay, great.
Awesome. Hello, is the guest there? I mean, caller? Caller?
Hello?
Hello?
Caller?
We'll
hello?
Try. Oh, hello?
Oh. Am I back on?
Oh, yeah, you're on.
Oh, good. This is Kim calling back. This is the one who dropped off.
Hi, Kim.
Hi. I tried to text Scotty to see if he could let you know who it was. It's Kim Cohen.
Hey, Kim.
Oh, hi. How are you doing?
Good, good. And I just wanted to say thank you for answering my question earlier.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thanks for asking.
One thing I didn't hear if you already said this, but and I apologize if you already said it because I got cut off for a couple minutes. How did you get the name Storm? Were you born with that?
You know, that name is a name that I picked for myself when I was 16 because I wanted to kind of create a new chapter in my life and certainly in my artistic life. I felt like I needed a new, more exciting name, and so I went to the authorities and I just changed my name to Storm. My original name is actually Lee, so that's why I kept it as my last name. So it's not like I hate that name. It's just I, you know, like a lot of artists, just wanted to expand my horizon. So yeah, Storm.
Because I actually changed mine around the same time you did. Legally, it's with an I, you know, Kimberly, but I changed it to a Y because also it's a little more unique. But I really like the name. And, you know, it's like when you think of that name, it's a very, I've never heard that before as a person, you know, and I think that that's really a cool name.
Oh, thank you. That's so sweet. Thank you. Yeah, I like it.
Thank you so much, Kim, for calling in.
Sure.
Okay,
I don't really have that
many
questions, but thank you for answering
my
that
pleasure.
One.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
That is awesome. Oh, everyone's just shouting, Scotty, call in.
I know. I see that.
Oh, man. Let's see. Yes, Storm's time. Let's see here. Anybody else have any questions?
Let's get some good ones. Come on.
Yeah, let's get some good ones. Oh,
I want to know, okay, I have a quick question.
Yeah.
I want to know, you know, I'm trying to have a little fan page or whatever on Facebook, but for some reason they're not letting me do it because I think it's like spamming or something. So I want to ask everyone out there, if anyone wants to start any kind of fan page, please do it, and then let me know, and I'll forward it to everybody, because it's really difficult unless, I don't think you can really do it yourself. Maybe that's something Scotty has, I don't even know, but anyway, if there's anyone out there who wants to start a fan page, then you have my permission, and I will bless it. Oh, really?
I will definitely do it. Not a problem. And I bet you'll have a million fan pages now.
that's good.
That is cool. So, Melissa My Hero has a question. Do you hang out with Melly P outside of the Singing Bee?
Do I hang out with who?
Melly P, Melissa.
You know, we talk a lot through email. We haven't hung out in a while, but I am actually going to hang out with her. I think within the next couple of weeks, we are planning on a little very secret karaoke thing that I'm not allowed to tell anyone about. But I think what I'm thinking, this is just between me and you, is I'm thinking of when we decide on our venue, I might invite a couple of the Singing Bee fans down just to blow their minds. Imagine if they walked in and it was me singing with Melissa and a couple of the others. I think that would be brilliant. Anyway, that is my plan.
That'd be awesome. That'd be brilliant.
Yeah.
That would be cool. Super.
So we don't really hang out a tremendous amount, but we email and love each other very much. She's very, very funny. She reminds me a lot of a really good friend of mine in Sweden, actually. So it's a weird, you know, when you have that with someone who have someone else you know, and so there's an immediate connection with them. Do you have that?
That's just like, I think it's just like so cool that like You guys work together, and then you guys, you know, you guys are just so much friends. Like, you guys are friends outside of work. I think that's really cool.
Yeah. Well, it's difficult, you know, because the truth is that you're working under kind of extreme conditions on that show, and that, you know, it's almost like you're studying for a test nonstop. And we tape so many shows. You know, a lot of people, after it's done, like to take a little breather and just kind of, you know, it's almost like being at camp thing where you're sick of some people and you can't wait to see other people and you're going to be sad when you leave some people. But the Singing Bees is really cool that, yeah, most of us stay in touch and we're really supportive of each other and stuff like that. So it's cool.
That is cool. That is really cool. And it's also good to have, like, just, like, a lot of variety of friends and stuff. I think that's really cool.
Yeah, I think so, too. It's like you need that in your life. You can't, you know, it's what I learned is that it's okay not to have everything in one person. A lot of people find that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's good to have different things in different people so that you vacations and you just enjoy your friends and they're all different and all unique. And, you know, I love that.
Oh, yes, definitely. Oh, do you have any advice for, like, upcoming artists?
You know, the only advice I have, and it's funny, the only advice I have is you have to love doing what you do more than words, because there's going to be a whole lot of people that are going to tell you reasons why you can't achieve what you want or your dreams. So you better make sure that you hold on, you know, real tight to the love, the really deep love of why you sing or why you act or why you're, you know, doing what you do, you know, because there's always going to be people that say no. And I've learned it's just, they're like little bumps in the road. So my advice has always been, you have to love what you do. You have to do it because of the passion that for doing it, not because of money or because of popularity or any of those things. And don't stop.
Yourself.
Don't take no for an answer. Just keep going.
Exactly.
Keep pushing, go forward and inspire the world. That's my advice. Do it.
That's great advice. Because
I
want to be
doing.
A singer.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I love to sing.
What's your favorite kind of music to sing to?
Country. I actually, the first episode, I sang Reba.
You did?
Yes. I was so nervous.
What do you mean you sang? You were on the show?
I sang, like, a little tidbit of it. Yeah, I was really nervous. Everyone wanted me to... On this show.
Oh,
on ours.
I can't remember you. I was like, did we meet?
No, no. No, on our show, on my show.
Oh, wow. You love Reba.
Yes, I love...
People love her.
I love every... People are saying now, sing, Josie. Oh, goodness.
Sing now, Josie, sing. Do you want to sing something? Do you want to do a duet? Oh, we can't because of the phone. We'll
be singing if you guys want me to, if that'll be okay.
What are you going to sing for us? Oh, I have an idea. I have an idea. Wait, I don't know if this is going to work. We could play the Singing Bee where I'll be Melissa, and I'll introduce Storm, and then Storm's going to sing you a clip, and you have to answer it.
Okay.
You want to do that?
All right. We could try it.
Wait, what if it's a song you don't know? Wait, let me try.
Oh, goodness.
Wait, I can't figure this out. Maybe we need to do that another day, because now I'm thinking.
Yeah.
I don't know any of, I don't really know Reba, Josephina.
That's okay.
That's why we need Paula on here, or Kimmy or Kim, because they know all of that.
That's totally okay. I love singing the song I'll Have What She's Having by Reba McEntire. It's her new song.
Okay.
I love
it. I don't know it, but go ahead.
Are you sure you want me to sing it?
I can't wait. Please.
All right.
Go.
Here we go. All right. No, I don't want no Jack and Coke. Please sip me where there ain't no smoke. Don't need nothing clouding up my eyes. Will you see that girl over there? dancing like she's on thin air. There's got to be a secret to her smile. Well, I think that I just found it, and he's twirling her around. Well, I'd like to place my order. You might want to write this down. I'll have what she's having. I want what she's got. Someone sweet as he can be. And by the way, that hat, a tall order, I suppose. But if you could find me one of those, I'll have what she's having. Well, I like the way he looks at her. It's plain to see he knows the words. It makes her shine from 40 feet away. If there's any justice in this world, he's got a twin who wants a girl who looks like me. Excuse me while I pray. So if you could slip my number in that pocket on his hip, it would be appreciated and reflected in your tip. I'll have what she's having. I want what she's got. Someone sweet as he can be. And by the way, that hat, a tall order, I suppose. But if you could find me one of those, I'll have what she's having. Oh, oh gosh.
Oh, wow. That was really good. Oh, well gosh. Done.
Thank you. Oh,
now,
gosh.
I want the message boards to be all abuzz with how amazing you are.
I was over the phone. I don't think I sounded good.
How did you think you sang?
I probably sang, like, decent.
You sounded great.
But I like that people are liking it.
Oh, good. I have an idea. What would everyone think about the singing be? Here's just an idea. I'm throwing it out to the fans. Mm-hmm. What if we went on tour, all of us, and we all came to your town?
That'd be awesome.
How would you feel about that?
I would love that.
And maybe what if in our show, if we allowed a couple of duets between some of the fans to get up on the stage and show what they got?
That'd be awesome.
I'd
be all for that.
So what we have to do is we have to make that happen somehow, because I have so many fans asking me, when are you coming to Mississippi, or when are you coming to Tennessee, or, you know, and I just go, wow. If people want it to happen, we have to make it happen, because I think it's so cool, you know, to be singing, and I want to hear you sing on stage with Jared.
Oh, I would die. That'd be awesome.
Okay, let me ask you. Now, you don't have to say me just because I'm talking to
you. Mm-hmm.
Who, out of all the singers on the show, which one would you want to sing a duet with the most?
Hmm.
You don't have to say me. It's okay.
I don't really know, because, like, you guys are all good. I kind of like Bobby's voice, that deep voice.
Yeah.
The deep voice is pretty cool.
Yeah, he's so good, isn't he?
He is, but you all are great.
Yeah.
I would be happy to sing with any of you guys.
But you don't have to sing me.
No. You.
If you want, you can. You can if you want. Josie,
you.
I was setting you up. Thank
Definitely.
You. Thank you. Hello.
That'd
Thank
be
you.
Awesome.
Exactly.
I would do it with you
See,
in a heartbeat.
I love singing duets with people.
I love singing too. It's my favorite thing ever.
Where are the questions?
Like,
are there any more
Storm.
Questions on here?
Anybody have any more questions? Oh, hey, I got one here. as a child, who was your inspiration or person you looked up to?
That's a great question. Do you think that means in music or in life, or I don't really know. What do you think that means?
It depends. Like, yeah, maybe musically. Like, who is your hero?
Yeah, you know, I think I answered that a little bit about who, like, my favorite singers were. It's the same people, you know, David Bowie mm-hmm. and George Michael and Michael Jackson, Prince, you know, all the just really cool, great, funky, pop, weird people. That's, you know, that's who I loved. I really didn't have many mentors, or I wasn't really from a very close family. So I tended to really, the artists really were like my family in a way. I know a lot of people feel that way still, that, you know, that your family don't really understand you, or you're siblings or whatever, but the musicians or the artists that you listen to really connect somehow. And that they were really my mentors, and in many ways, you know, they made me feel safe and inspired me. So, yeah, I would just say the same people, you know,
well,
like Tina
cool.
Turner.
I mean,
and, yeah.
It's good to have, like, people that you inspire, like, on screen and all that other good stuff.
Yeah, I think so. And I think a lot of people get lost when they don't have anyone around them in their lives, you know. But when you look to music or to the arts, you'll find a lot of comfort, I think, and real inspiration to, like I said before, go out and change the world. Like, go do something. Do something great. You know?
Something great.
Like what you're doing.
Oh, yes. Everyone
we
should
have plans. I have plans for you. I have big plans for you.
For me?
You're going to get this comedy show all over the internet. You're going to be interviewing. Who do you want to interview the most? Like, in your, who's your dream? Reba?
Melissa Pierman. Amen. Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Well, we got to work on that somehow.
Oh,
somehow.
Busy,
we got to get her.
Who knows? how did you get the position on Singing Bee? On the Singing Bee?
Well, I've actually been on the Singing Bee for, it used to be on NBC. And I was the only original cast member through the whole thing. So I actually sang on the pilot, and then I sang on NBC. We did two seasons, and then I've done two seasons of CMT. So I've been on there for about five different seasons, really.
Well, and
but
that probably
to be
would
honest,
be good for you.
I was just asked to come in and audition, and I did, and I managed to impress people enough, I guess, to have them want me on the show consistently. So it's been an amazing ride.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you are on the Singing Bee.
Oh, I'm glad that you watch. And I'm really happy that all these fans are connecting to the fun element of the Bee because, you know, I think it's such a fun show. And if you guys could only see, it's actually more fun in person than it is on TV, and it's so much fun on TV, so.
Oh, I know. I want to be there so bad. You don't even know.
what is this? Holly Sarah is asking, is there anything you don't like about the Singing Bee or just something you think could be done better?
That's a great question.
No, there's nothing I don't like about the Singing Bee. The thing, and there's nothing I think could be done better. I think I've been connecting with a lot of the fans that are under 16 years old, and I really think they should do a teen episode where...
That's what I'm saying.
Because I think it would be not only really, really fun, but I think we would have some really new talent, and...
That would be fun.
I know that what they had talked about doing, you know, on the last season when we were on NBC, we used to have guest performers. So we had Little Richard, and we had Debbie Harry, and we had a lot of artists come on. And I really think that they're going to start doing that again. I know that they were talking about that, where they have, you know, Reba would sing and Dolly Parton would come on. And that's the only thing I miss about the last season on NBC was that we got a chance to rehearse and hang out with
people.
Wouldn't that be cool?
That would be cool. What is the difference between the Bee on CMT and the show that was on NBC?
The difference is on CMT, it's mainly country music, and it's a much smaller audience, and it's a much smaller environment. And, on NBC, it was much bigger, and our host was not a comedian. So he was great. Joey Fatone, but he was not a comedian. So I think Melissa's repartee with the audience and with the singers and everything, it's more natural for her because that's who she is, you know?
Yeah, being funny just comes naturally to her. And that also makes the show fun, you know, because you never know what she's going to say.
Exactly. No. Oh, trust me, there's a lot that you don't hear. There's a lot of stuff she says that we can't put on television. It's really fun.
That is fun. What's your best what's your favorite off-camera moment from the Bee?
You know, I have to tell you, it's always the first episode and the last episode, because we, you know, what happens is it's really like a family. We're, especially when you're a singer, and we're all so different and so unique, and we blend together really well. And so the first episode is so full of excitement and energy and enthusiasm, and we're about to start an adventure together. And the last episode is so full of, you almost get a little bit sad, you get a little bit, you know, you're going to miss them. And so I think those are favorite off camera. It's always right before we start, and usually, and right before we finish. While you're in the middle of it, you're just working and trying hard to just remember your lines and stuff. But for me, it's always those moments, or when you maybe are off camera and you hear, say, Kim P singing really well, and you just think, wow, what a great singer. And so when she comes off stage, you're able to tell her, and you know, everyone's really, really supportive of each other. No competition or jealousy or anything. It's just, I can't really say enough good things about it.
It's just like, it really doesn't matter, like, what you win. It looks just like a party. Like, you're just there to have a good time.
Oh, exactly.
And that's,
and you know what? That's exactly what it is. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah. So, if you had one wish, what would it be?
My wish?
Yes.
In life or in the singing bee?
Yeah, in life.
My wish is I want to win the singing bee, and I want the money to be like $50 million prize, and that they go, and it's the final, and it's you and me, and we're in there, and Melissa goes, okay, it's, you know, it's like tiebreaker, and the song is, and they go, Josefina, do you want to play or pass? And you go, pass. And then I go, okay, good, good. And it's, the prize money is $50 million. And then she goes, Storm, your song is from 1985. It is Whitesnake. Here I go again. And then the music starts, and I sing the chorus, and I win $50 million, and I give you $5,000.
I wouldn't know that, so even if I played it.
Exactly. No. I just wish, you know, I want to be, I want to inspire people, and I wish everyone was happy and did what they want to do and follows their dreams and, you know, does things like what you're doing. And I hope everyone that's listening and that's on these message boards and all the fans are just, you know, they're going to go out and do something, you know, whether it's be the best singer, the best mom, the best actor, the best, you know, friend. Just try hard, you know.
Yeah, follow your goals, your dreams.
Don't let anyone tell you you can't do it. Just go for it.
Exactly. What have you done yet in life that you would love to?
What have I not done?
Oh, yeah. What have you not done in life that you would love to do?
I want to be able to jump out of an airplane.
Oh, that'd be fun.
I really want to skydive. But one of the producers on the show, her name is Crystal. You know, at the end of the show, she came up to me and gave me a card, and it was a photograph of her jumping out of an airplane, and she had done it 500 times.
Whoa.
And I just said, are you nuts? And she said, no. And I said, wow, I wonder what it feels like. I would love to try that some point in my life, to just be able to challenge your fear and just, you know, fall out of the sky.
Yeah, you should try that, but then tell me, because I wouldn't have the guts to do it.
Oh, okay. I love that. It'd be funny to do that with Melissa.
That would be fun.
What's your wish? What's something you want to do?
What I want to do? My wish is to be able to, you know, go on the singing bee, like, you know, when I'm 18 or whatever, and I get in, hopefully. And then I also want to be a singer, because that's, like, a huge dream of mine that I've had for a long time. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And what, let me ask you, what are you doing about that? Are you recording any songs, or how are you
going
to go around this?
I do singing lessons, and I love to do kind of, like, choruses and all that stuff. Like, and, you know, I do it in front of, you know, family, and they all tell me I'm, you know, I'm really good and I got to get out there. So, I, you know, I'm trying. I'm going to try to do whatever I can.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'd
love
it.
Well, that's good. That's you're doing the right thing.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
Keep going.
Thank you. I will. Do you sing in the shower?
Yes. Non-stop.
We all do that.
I sing, you know what? I sing all the time.
Everywhere.
Everywhere I go.
That's awesome.
I'm one of those people. And that's what I was saying earlier. I haven't stopped singing since I was about 5.
Wow, 5.
Uh-huh.
Wow, that's awesome.
I know, I just kept going. It's weird, the thing is no one ever told me to stop, so that's probably why I kept going.
Well, they should tell you that. You're good.
Aw, thank you.
You're welcome. Melissa, my hero, wanted to know what's your favorite color.
My favorite color is purple.
Purple?
Although,
oh, that's what you guessed.
It used to be turquoise, but then I changed. I don't know what happened, but purple. I like really violet purple, like, you know.
That's my
makes
favorite.
Me very calm. Wait, I have a question for everyone here.
Shoot it.
What do you want the singing bee? What do you want more from the singing bee? Like, what do you think would be make it better and make it more fun for you as the fans?
Hmm. It's a good question to make everyone think. How about more guest stars, maybe?
Guest stars.
Yeah, like they had Reba. Maybe some more. That'd be awesome.
Yeah. Who would you want on there?
Good question.
Can I
give
you some
Dolly
names
Parton?
And say yes or no?
Dolly Parton would be good. What'd you say?
Can I say some names and you go yes or no?
Yeah, sounds good.
Because these are some of the people that were mentioned, and I don't really, you know, like I said, I'm like the rock pop guy, so you might be able to help me with the kind. They were talking about Brad Paisley.
Oh, yes.
They were talking about Carrie Underwood, about Dolly, I mean.
Yes.
Obviously, Reba. They were talking about Dirk Bentley.
Dirk Bentley, yes.
Do you love him?
He's awesome, and he's cute, too.
A few other people, but, I think the fans have to take control here, Josephina.
Yeah.
You have to get them to email or call or whoever, you know, we have to do that and make it happen, because I agree with you.
Yeah.
I really do. I think it adds such a brilliant element to the show, and it also makes it like, oh my gosh, although we had some crazy Reba fans outside, let me tell you.
I had a feeling. people are saying like Sugarland, you guys get on there. Toby Keith, Trace Atkins. Someone says Autumn McIntyre.
Oh wow.
Yeah, just a lot of different people here.
Yeah, that's good. Well, let's try and make all of that happen.
Yeah. Where can they, who could they, email to, you know, their...
You know, I always think what I think has to happen is you guys, you know, if you email me or post, you know, on my page or whatever, I can certainly, you know, the producers always see those things, you know, or really hit up the CMT message boards, or really, you know, be inventive and just, you know, if you can get a little street team together, or hey, this is what we want, or we, especially if you want the singers to come on a little, you know, come to your town and serenade you. I think it's just really about doing what you're already doing.
Yeah, like just get it out there. So,
you know,
and
I love what you're doing. I know I've said it before.
Thank you.
And I want everyone to know that what you're doing is you're absolutely taking control of of your life and of what you want, you know, to be. And I think it's amazing that you have your own little radio internet thing,
mm-hmm.
and that you're reaching so many people and they're all calling in. So I just want you to know
thank you so much.
You're brilliant for doing that. And we might have people listening right now that I don't want to tell you who they are in case you get even more nervous.
It's okay.
Really? Well, yes. Let's just see. What time are we done? Because I have a feeling that someone might be calling in, but I don't know if they're going to make it on time. So we might need to do it some other time.
How much? Oh, it looks like we have a caller now.
Oh, we have a caller. Who's coming?
Oh, I have no idea. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Caller, are you there? Hello?
Hello?
Caller?
Did someone call in?
Yeah, someone called in. Hello,
oh,
are you there?
Anything?
I think we're having some problems.
Oh. Maybe they'll call back.
Yeah, we'll try to get them back. But I'm keeping my nerves very good right now, so I think I'll be okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we have 20 minutes.
Do we have any more callers?
Any more callers? No, I don't think so. Do we?
Okay.
Oh, let's try one more. Oh, hold on. There might be one more caller.
Oh, that would be good.
Hello, is there a caller? Hello? I hear, like, static. Is anybody there?
It's not happening.
Oh, that is just, it's not happening.
Anyway, what other questions? Let's talk, where are we on the message boards here?
Well, I also want to tell them all, you know, your sites and stuff so they can add you. Cause you have,
yeah,
you have a lot of sites. And I could type it in the chat room so they can easily get to it. Your official website is houseofstorm.net.
Correct, yeah.
And then your MySpace, you have two MySpaces. Do you prefer which one? Like, is one like
Soul,
for fans and then...
Yeah, the Soulfilla Popkilla is the
mm-hmm.
one that's really dedicated to my record.
Mm-hmm.
The other one I don't really use. I'm using Facebook more to connect with the fans through that. But the Soulfilla Popkilla is the MySpace. And add me on Facebook. You know, I wanna keep in touch with everyone and
definitely. I'll post in the chat room right now your Facebook page.
Oh, great.
And it's very easy to remember. It's just facebook.com/stormlee.
Perfect.
Very.
And remember, if anyone wants to do a little fan page, I am willing to endorse that.
Yes, the more the better.
Yeah.
The more the better. And then I will post your Soulfilla Popkilla.
Perfect.
Awesome.
Now, who is it your dream? So your dream to interview would be who? You said you want to interview Melissa. You want to interview
Melissa Peterman. Reba McEntire. I don't know if I'd be able to calm down for that one, but.
What is it about Reba that you love so much?
I like her songs. Just her songs. They're really good. I like her, and also as a person too. She seems like really nice and really good with her fans.
Yeah.
Which I like. And I've been a fan of Melissa Peterman for my whole life, so.
Oh, you have?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're really special people. And they have a real bond, both of them. They're really, really close friends. And
mm-hmm.
watching them work together was really, really fun.
That is. Awesome. I love the little tidbit that they did when Melissa had all those pictures of Reba.
Oh, it was like a shrine.
It was. That was
Yeah, that
hilarious.
Was really funny. That was Melissa's idea too.
It was. Well,
a lot of
see,
the stuff that you see is all Melissa. She really comes up with a lot of that herself. She's really really funny.
She is. She
mm-hmm.
is. People are like, if Reba gets interviewed, I'll be having a stroke.
Really? You really love her.
Oh, these people, they're everyone loves Reba. You got to love Reba. And everybody loves Melissa Peterman here. We're all like a Tweeterman family from Twitter.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because we get to talk to her.
What is Melissa doing right now? I wish we could call her. Wait, I don't know how to do it, though, because I can't get off the phone.
I don't know. I don't know if she
does. I don't know how to. Oh, jeez, this is all too complicated for me. But we have to figure out that. If the fans want it, then it will happen. We'll get
next time, maybe.
We will have to work on that for you.
Oh, we will. We will try. But, yeah, we're all Tweetermans and Tweebas.
Oh, good, good.
Oh, and it looks like the caller's back. Let's try this again.
Oh, okay. Great.
All right. Caller?
Hello?
Hello, who is this?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
Hi, who's this?
This is Josh.
Hey, Josh.
I was calling in. I want to know who's your favorite, other than yourself, who's your favorite singer on the show?
I love Bobby.
Bobby's
really amazing.
I think he's good,
but
too.
But I love everyone. But I think as a singer, Bobby, I told him this, he's so Americana to me. When Bobby sings, I feel that I'm in Mississippi or Texas or Tennessee, or he has a real authenticity to his voice. But
what's your favorite song? What's the favorite song you've ever sang?
I don't know. I sang so many, but I think earlier someone asked that, and I think any of the Whitesnake or the rock, like the Hair rock, or actually Elton John, I did I'm Still Standing, which I love that one too.
Have you ever sang Elvis Presley on the show?
I sang Elvis a few times. I don't know if those shows have been aired yet, but I had the amazing honor of singing Elvis. Yeah.
And my
Who's
next
your
question
favorite
is,
singer on the show?
Well, I think you're really good, and I also like the blonde girl, Paula.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. And when are you guys going to put an album out that we can buy?
Oh, wow, that's a good idea, too. That's something I hope that the powers that be, you know, make that happen. I think all the singers are up for it, and I know Steve Dorff is up for it also. So I just think it's a question of if the fans really want it, then they'll message CMT or put on my Facebook, or, you know, it's really about the fans. And, you know, I know that everyone's willing to do it. That's a great idea, though.
Well, I'm a big fan. I watch the show all the time. I have a TiVote at my house.
Oh, great. Where are you calling from, Josh?
La Jolla, California.
Oh, wow.
Thank you so much, Josh, for calling.
All right, I'll talk to you later. I look forward to seeing more of the shows.
Okay,
bye.
Bye, Josh.
Bye.
Thank you. There's a few more questions that people are shooting out here in the chat room.
Okay.
What's your favorite animal?
Killer whales.
Killer whales.
Gee, I love them. They're so and you know what is? I thought about that. I love penguins. I love killer whales. I tend to like things that are black and white.
You do.
And I didn't notice that for a long time before I went, oh, wow, everything I like is black and white. Penguins.
Do you like zebras?
Zebras, I love them.
Oh, I love all that.
What's your favorite animal?
My favorite animal, I have a dog and a cat. They're my favorite. But, like, in zoo kind of, I love elephants.
Oh, you do? You really do?
I really do. They're awesome.
Yeah,
they're
huge,
but I love them.
What other questions do we have? We have a few minutes left, and then I'm running to a recording studio tonight to do more songs, but
sounds good. Yeah, there's a few more questions. What's your ringtone?
My ringtone is "I Came Here to Dance." My song that I have out on iTunes.
Yeah, that's my favorite song. I love it.
What's your ringtone?
Oh, mine. My ringtone. My ringtone is "I'm a Survivor." With Melissa, when she sang it with Reba.
That's right.
I love it.
Wow.
What's your what's your favorite time of year?
That's a great question. I love winter, but it's different. I'm in California, so winter here is not as wintry as where some of the other callers were from. But yeah, I love winter. I love it. It's rare,
We're getting really random here. Batman or Superman?
Batman.
Batman.
Easily.
And then that looks like, one more. Do you, we're only going to take one more. Do you like Family Guy?
I love it. Love that show. I think it's really, really funny, and I love The Simpsons, and I love anything a bit weird and just cool. So.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for being our special guest. It was so much fun.
Was I the best guest you ever had?
Yes, of course.
Thank you.
It
okay,
was so
good.
Much
well,
fun.
I just want to say thank you to you again for having this show and for doing your thing, and I think it's great. And every Friday, I am going to be listening to this show. And if anyone talks about me, I will call in, and I will tell them off. And thank you, and thanks for loving the show so much. And I know that, you know, we got to work on getting a teenage episode so you can come out and win it. Although then we have
awesome.
To pretend we don't know each other.
Win
big. Exactly. Hopefully it'll up the prize money and you'll take us all to Paris.
Sound good.
But
thank you so
I'm going to get off the phone now, and I had the best time, and thank you to all the fans and everyone that watches and everyone that supports Singing Bee and my music also. So I will wish you all an amazing night, and thank you.
Oh, bye. Thank you. We had fun. Oh, that was so much fun, guys. Did you guys like it? Everyone in the chat room is going crazy. That was a great episode, and I'd love to get Storm back here. He is so much fun, but it's time to go. Oh, and also I want to say again that you can get his album on iTunes or CD Baby, and you got to get it. I listened to some songs. It is amazing. It is called Soul Filla Pop Killa, and it is the bomb, so you got to get it. Thank you guys so much, and thank you for coming to the show. Bye, guys.